So, Yael, do you know when the very first runways were built?
You mean runways as in flying?
Yep.
Well, let's see. The Wright brothers first flew a plane in 1903, so I'm guessing the first runway was used sometime around then, in the early 1900s.
Not quite. Think earlier.
Early 1800s?
Earlier.
Come on, there were airplanes before the 1800s?
Who said anything about airplanes?
Okay, now I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, airplanes aren't the only flying things. There are birds and other airborne creatures.
Yeah, but they don't use runways.
Most don't, but some might, or at least might have. Scientists recently found evidence that a prehistoric flying dinosaur called a pterosaur used runways to land and maybe for taking off, too. The telltale signs are tracks in limestone deposits in France. The way the pterosaur's prints are arranged suggests that as it landed, it planted its feet, dragged its toes a bit, and did sort of a hop and came to a stop. Kind of like a plane coming in for a landing.
And they can tell all that from a few fossilized prints.
That's the scientists' best hypothesis, anyhow. With more evidence, they might be able to tell if pterosaurs used runways to take off as well as land.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Blair Van Valkenburg at UCLA. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also sign up for podcasts and view videos. For A Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.